Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another little bonus episode of Off The Shelf, where we're taking a look back at some of our favourite moments from the show so far. My name's Paul Miles and this episode is all about life advice, and our players have shared some seriously wise words on this podcast. Let's take a listen to what current first team players Brennan Johnson and Oliver Skipp had to say.
If there was one bit of life advice, what would it be? To all those people out there.
Doesn't have to be football life.
Anything.
I think just stick to what, like, doing what you love. I think for me, there's times where you kind of question yourself or question things that you're doing, whether it's good for you or not. But I think as long as you love what you do, in terms of, for me, it's coming in, training and playing every week and then doing bits on the side, I think you've got to, yeah, just stick to doing what you love. I think for me has been advice whenever I feel like things have been hard. And yeah, just remember why you started for me, especially when I started playing football. Was just because I love kicking the ball around and having a smile on my face with my friends. And yeah, when you can almost overcomplicate the game too much, and then you just kind of have to look at it. You're playing every week with your friends in front of people who love watching football and share the same passion as you. So yeah, you've got to realise what you love, really.
I like that. That's not just in football, because everyone thinks, oh, you play football, you're doing the best job in the world, you've not got, of course you have. You're human, everyone has problems, you have mental side, you're maybe not performing as well. Mm-hmm. Just go out there and try and enjoy it.
Well, if you lose the love of the game, then you're struggling.
Are you in trouble? I mean, there's times where you doubt your ability, don't get me wrong, but you never lose that love of the game. Especially not when you get to my age now and you think, oh, maybe I wish I'd not put as much pressure on myself. Yeah. I could have enjoyed myself a little bit more, because you're blinking and it's gone.
It's gone. It's right, gone. Mate. You're right.
Okay, this is very interesting, because you'll have a lot of young lads and lasses watching this, listening to this, who will want to know this. What would be one piece of advice you would give to youngsters who would love to follow in your footsteps?
Especially if they're young, I think try and play as many positions as possible when you're growing up. That's one bit that always stuck with me, because then you can develop skills for lots of different positions and they transfer into the game. You see now every centre-back, they want them to be ball playing centre backs, for example. So if you've experienced positions, like playing as a 10, as a winger, for example, that can really help you, I think.
Aaron Lennon, Ledley King, and Peter Crouch all played for Spurs together, and they shared some wisdom with us too.
What's one piece of life advice that you would give to people?
Enjoy every moment. Enjoy every moment. I've said that life can be short. Life is, we don't know when it's going to end. So just enjoy it as much as you can. Enjoy the moments and enjoy it as much as possible.
Like it.
Love that.
Like it.
Ledley, there'll be kids growing up from where you grew up in East London who hopefully will listen or watch some of this podcast. I'm going to ask you for a bit of football advice. You've been there, seen it, done it all. What would you tell those young kids who want to follow in your footsteps?
I think one thing that you have to tell them is that you can never afford to stand still or rest on your laurels. You know, if you're a talented player, you know, you have to keep developing, you have to keep progressing. I've seen many talented players start off talented and then stand still and be overtaken by the people that are willing to work hard. Another thing is confidence, you know, to have confidence in yourself. Confidence is not something that other people can really give you. It's something that you have to kind of find within yourself. And when you have setbacks, you know, it's you that needs to be able to try and find a way to come back. You know, young players often told they're not good enough at a certain age, maybe have to leave a football club. And I've seen that break many players. But I think that if you can believe in yourself and have that confidence to keep pushing, keep working hard, then, you know, that's a great thing. That's a great trait. I think that, you know, on the bigger picture of life is that there's going to be ups and downs. You know, football is a small element of that, you know, of someone's life. But, you know, in life, there's always going to be different ups and downs, different things that you're dealing with. And, you know, being able to kind of take the sometimes a negative or something that's difficult and trying to turn that around into a positive and just learning from experiences in that way. That's the way I always try to kind of do things. That's the way I try to do things in football. Okay, this has been a tough period. This has been negative, but now how can I make it into a positive? And I think if you can try and do that in life, then I think that's a great way to help.
I think someone said to me, you're never as good as people say you are, you're never as bad as people say you are. And I think that does stand you in good stead if you're a footballer, do you know what I mean? I think there's lots of great advice I've had on the way up to being a footballer, but I think when you actually, you know, at the top end of it, everyone's got an opinion, right? And you can't listen to it all. And if you do, you go mad. And I think certainly in the Premier League, if you just never get too carried away.
Yeah. Sort of stay on a level.
And never get too down about it. Then it's hard to do, especially in this day and age.
Defenders Danny Rose and Molly Barchup have overcome challenging times during their careers, and they shared some gems with us too.
Life advice. It's easier said than done, but try to be happy. Don't, if you can fix something, good, don't worry about it. If you can't fix something, then again, don't worry about it. Just be happy and just enjoy each day as it comes.
What would be the one piece of advice you'd give to, I'm actually going to say, young girls who want to get into football?
I think nowadays, I think the best thing to do is to go to a girls' team. Try and get into a local girls' team. There is so many more now than there was. So try and get involved as quickly as possible. But also, like, if we're not talking just on pitch, like, I think just embrace what you're doing. Just enjoy what you're doing. Play with a smile. I think that's my biggest, you know. Sometimes I look back and did I always enjoy what I was doing? No. But I think as long as you do look back at your career or look forward into your career and go, I'm doing what I want to do for myself. I'm enjoying it. This is what I want to do. I think then you've got nothing to regret. And I think for that reason, I'd say play with a smile and enjoy what you do.
As well as defenders like Danny and Molly, who we've just heard from, it turns out we also had some pretty wise goalkeepers come through our ranks too. Take a listen to what life advice Aurelio Gomez, Fraser Forster and Alfie Whiteman had for us.
Don't give up on your dreams.
Perfect. And you are the perfect person to say that.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Don't give up on your dreams. Don't look at what is in front, what you're seeing now, because behind this can be a huge thing for you.
There was one bit of advice that was given to me when I was in Newcastle's academy, and it was just to work as hard as you can at whatever you want to do. And then if you do that, if it happens, amazing. But obviously if you fall away or fail or whatever, you know you've given it everything.
Don't have regrets.
You've got no regrets because you've given it your all. And I think that can transfer to pretty much every aspect of life, really.
I would say just make sure you make decisions based on what you love, not anything else like financial or, you know, any other reasons. Life isn't long. There's a lot out there, and you don't want to look back and have made a decision or chosen to do something that wasn't sort of out of passion and love, and that's like for you or for family or people you care about, you know. So I think, probably along those lines. You can probably word it a bit better as a quote or something.
Very good.
A wise head on young shoulders there, Alfie. Let's hear from some more experienced former players now, as Les Ferdinand, Paul Allen and Stephen Corker share some brilliant mantras which have helped guide them over the years.
What is one bit of life advice you would give to people?
One bit of life advice? Humility. Always have humility. Doesn't matter where you come from, what you do, who you are. Politeness. My granddad taught me one thing. My granddad taught me a lot of things, but one of the things he said to me that I've always lived by, he used to say to me, son, there's no one in this world that's better than you. He said, but remember, there's no one in this world that you're better than. So treat everybody with respect. If you say good morning to someone, it's not because you think they've got anything. It's just a polite thing to do. And I've always lived my life that way.
So I was always brought up on, and I hear it a lot now, but I didn't. It was always nice to be important, but even more important to be nice.
Yeah, love that.
That
love
was
it.
My favourite. That,
love
that
it. Just, that is yeah. a life message yeah. Yeah. right there.
Down but never out. Yeah, it's a saying that I like to live by myself. So down but never out. So there's moments in our life where we're all going to face adversity. There's moments where we're going to all feel down. But I never rule myself out, and I don't think anyone else should either, because there's always ways to come back, to reinvent yourself in new ways. It doesn't have to be the same way. And yeah, that's definitely something that I live by, and I encourage others to do the same.
Love that.
Very true.
Nice to be important. Important to be nice. We all love that from Paul Allen. It's not just our players who shared words of wisdom, by the way. It turns out our coaching and academy staff have plenty of life advice too. As men's first team assistant Matt Wells and academy director Simon Davis revealed.
I don't know if I'm old enough or wise enough to give life advice.
Yeah, but
you're definitely wise enough, mate. You're not old enough.
Yeah. Especially in football terms. But life advice.
Yeah, football terms, I'd go back to what I said before. Like, don't get attached to the highs and the lows and the roller coaster of it. I think try and view adversity as a positive to improve. I think that's the biggest space I'm in where I feel quite wise is when I don't allow like this, because I've had setbacks in terms of like relegations, sackings, like losing your job.
Being told you won't be able to play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
fairly important in that conversation.
All of them things. I think as long as you process them correctly internally, don't allow them to define who you are, and just use them as a springboard to try and improve. But I think you have to marry that with being quite honest and critical with yourself. Like, you don't want to be delusional. I think as long as you're willing to look in the mirror and say, actually, I could have done that better, I can improve there, and then just work on those aspects, and hopefully that sort of process will lead you well going forward.
And you can apply that to life and football.
I don't think we'll see that quote on Google, will we? The one's not the most succinct life lesson.
But might have to write it up on the wall.
Edit it, make it sound a bit better.
Hey, they weren't magic, don't worry about that, mate. They weren't magic.
One little bit of life advice. Doesn't have to be football.
That's a bit deep now, this.
hey, we've got everything listening here, you know?
Bit of advice would just be actually just to be yourself. Because in a football environment, you know, I've had friends who've made debuts and they kind of change a bit. Or a new regime come in and they try to be something they're not, and then you get found out eventually anyway. So I'd say to be consistent and be yourself, because, you know, whatever strengths and weaknesses you've got, you know, they are what they are. People will take you or leave you. But just to be yourself, you can keep that up. Whereas being something different, just to trying to play a game, it'll find you out in the end. So I've probably gone up and down in my career, but that's what I would say is I've always just tried to be this boring northern guy.
Not wrong with that.
Brilliant words from Simon Davis there. So what advice will you take from this episode? I hope some of the wisdom shared by our players and staff has helped inspire you to go on and do something great today. Once again, I'll leave the final word to really the main man, Michael Dawson, and I look forward to you joining us next time on Off the Shelf.
What is your piece of life advice as a father as well now?
I would always say, be the best you can be at whatever you can be, you know, and sometimes your best isn't good enough. I always say this to the kids, to players in the academy, in any walk of life. Not every academy player
will make a professional footballer. But have no regrets. Don't blame it on someone else. Just be the best you can be at whatever you do.
Love that.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.